ABC Radio Australia.
That's right, the drama within Samoan politics is continuing. Last week, Deputy Prime Minister Fiamme Naomi Mataafa resigned, reportedly over controversial proposals to change the country's constitution.
I am unable as, as a member of parliament to support the proposed bills.
Her departure comes as the ruling Human Rights Protection Party faces a new threat from an opposition coalition as the country moves towards a general election in 2021. The now former Deputy Prime Minister Fiamme Naomi Mataafa joins me this morning. Good morning, Fiamme.
Good morning, Jordan.
Fiamme, tell me, why did you decide to resign as Deputy Prime Minister?
Member of the cabinet and not being able to support the pieces of legislation processing through government now, you know, it is the convention that one has to step out. So I was quite prepared to do that. But more importantly, stepping out, frees me of the constraints to be able to speak more openly about these bills.
And now that you have left as the Deputy Prime Minister and from Cabinet, do you intend to join another party?
Well, Jordan, currently our electoral legislation gives me only a few options, and one of them is to be independent. To join another party would mean that I would lose my seat. I wish to stay in the House for as long as I can to complete this term, but especially to follow through on these bills that I'll be processing. So I will be, I am now an independent Member of Parliament.
And as an independent Member of Parliament, will you challenge the Prime Minister, Tuilepa Sailele Malie-Lenga'o'i, at the upcoming 2021 election?
Well, what do you mean by challenging the Prime Minister?
Will you move towards potentially looking for the top job?
Well, that's easy to do if you have, you know, other people with you. You mentioned in your introductory piece that there are opposition parties being formed, and those are the options that are available to me.
Yeah, as you said, there is the new FAST party that was formed by your colleague, former Speaker of the Parliament. Though you are an independent now, will you potentially support them in their bid at the elections or move to join them?
The FAST party have been speaking up strongly also about these three bills. So we have common ground on those issues moving forward. And, you know, I can speak out about these bills, but in terms of what happens in Parliament, because that's where the decisions will be made, it's going to be an uphill battle. There's only myself, the former speaker as a representative of the new party, and two other independent members. So there are essentially only four of us. But still, it is important that the voice is heard within Parliament and not just in the public, you know, through the media and so forth.
Do you believe that is your resignation partly a reflection of the mood within the country? You've spoken about the need to speak up about these bills. Are there other issues that you see that the public want spoken up about as well?
Yeah, there are a number of issues, but the difficulty, Jordan, and, you know, I've been with the HRPP party for a very long time, and I suppose it is inevitable with such a large majority in the House, which sits now at 46 out of 50, you know, that it's very difficult for other voices to be heard above or, you know, or to be aired because the prominent or government party is so strong.
And aside from the controversial changes to the bills, that's one of the reasons that you've left. What are those other issues that you think need to be spoken up about?
Well, you know, as a member of parliament, there are, you know, the fundamental basis that has to be sure of our education system, our health system. You know, we've had the challenges from last year with the measles, and now, of course, we are all together in the global situation with COVID-19. But I think one of the things that really showed up last year with the measles were the weaknesses in our health system. And I think, you know, we just have to, return to the basics, ensure that those are really in place, intact, they're strengthened. And it's also about, you know, just building the human resource to be able to carry out the development work within the country.
Some of these issues you've raised have been lodged at the current Prime Minister as criticisms. And now that you have stepped down and your former colleague who has created the FAST Party, that new coalition that will be challenging the Human Rights Protection Party at the upcoming 2021 election, what position is the Prime Minister in now? Is he in a weakened position and do you think he should step down?
Well, I don't know about a weakened position. You know, as I alluded to earlier, the numbers that he has now are very strong. Of course, next year with the coming election, then that is an unknown factor. But I don't in any way, make light of the fact that my former party is a very strong party. It's been in place for a very long time. You know, there's a generation now in Samoa that doesn't know anything else other than HRPP. So it's not going to be an easy challenge. But I think, you know, in democracies, it is important, especially in the parliamentary sector, that there is good representation of the cross-section of views in the country.
And finally, Fiamme, now that you have stepped down, what will your first steps be as an independent?
Well, we have an emergency meeting being called. The next normal meeting of Parliament would have been the 6th of October, but they've had to recall another meeting for the 22nd of September, because there have been challenges to our Electoral Act. So that was quite controversial. You know, my former colleague, the former Speaker, his issue with the government that saw him exit was over the Electoral Act, the redefining of boundaries. And you will appreciate, Jordan, that our boundaries also have cultural elements to it, and he had a very strong position on that. So there have been some challenges over the new amendments with regards to the reforming of boundaries, and how through that reforming and other requirements, quite a lot of new candidates are not eligible to run. Whereas it appeared like the legislation was drafted to ensure that incumbents, although the boundaries may change, their candidacy would not be affected. So that's why we're having this next meeting to see to those amendments. So this is just an example, Jordan, of law, and you know my position with the current bills going through, the basis of my complaint is that we are sliding away from the rule of law and one to, you know, more expediency.
Fiamme, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Okay, Jordan, thank you.
That was Fiamme Naomi Mataafa, the former Deputy Prime Minister of Samoa, speaking with me there.